Let's talk about blazing the way for women. Let's get started.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Instructors, students, masters, parents of Songnam Taekwondo, welcome back to the ATA Nation Podcast. This is episode number 82. We are thrilled to have you back with us today. A lot of great feedback from our interview with Chief Master Sandoval last week. Hopefully you are enjoying the podcast. If you are, would you tell a friend about it? We'd really appreciate if you would tell a friend and send us some feedback. If you've got something that you would love for us to cover on the podcast, shoot us a message. DM us on Instagram is probably the easiest way to find us, and we'll go from there. Now, as you know, each week we've been going over one of the new martial arts kids characters, and this week we're going to go over the gentleman they call Niles. Niles is very independent and driven. He's also confident in his goal of becoming the best black belt he can be. However, Niles tends to find it challenging to perform his form in front of others. After demonstrating the front kick in Songnam number 3, Niles freezes up and begins to execute the moves out of order. An excellent lesson for Niles is to breathe, slow down, and ask others for assistance. I love how these characters have, you know, real situations, real issues that many of us have come across before in kind of their character. And these will just be expanded. We'll see lots of cool things going on with these. So make sure you're checking out the ATA Mac program. Super neat things coming from that program. So I love it. Niles, great character. He is a yellow belt. That's why he was working on his front kick in his form. So very cool. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've got another amazing interview for you. We are going to talk to one of the women testing for ninth degree black belt this year at World Championships. Let's get right to it.
Special guest interview.
ATA Nation, we have with us today Chief Master Bryce, one of the very first women ever in the ATA to be invited to test for ninth degree black belt. How are you today, ma'am?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am wonderful. It's super exciting to have you on the podcast. And I want to start out a little bit with just your history. You know, what brought you to the martial arts?
So actually, I was going to school in New York, SUNY Long Island, and the guy that I was dating, his roommate, did martial arts. Actually, he did Aikido. Mm-hmm. And I was really impressed that he could do the splits. and so I was like, oh, I had never even thought about that. I was pretty athletic as a kid. And so I started stretching, and I transferred to Indiana University. My mom got a job in Evansville at the University of Evansville. And I transferred to IU in my second semester, sophomore year. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go find the Aikido club. But I could never find it where they met. And so I actually took a class billed as karate, but it was really Taekwondo. Mm. And I fell in love with it. I was pretty shy at the time. And after about a month of training, I went and looked for the Taekwondo club. I joined that, and the class I was taking at the end, you could test back then, it would have been for like a low rank yellow belt. But halfway through that class, I was already that rank because I did it through the Taekwondo club. Mm. And literally the next semester as a junior, I was teaching that class, and went on to teach. So I actually became an instructor at what would have been like a camel belt level now. And I taught for the next 2 years at IU, the Taekwondo program. But when I came home for the break between sophomore and junior year, as a would have been a high rank yellow belt, I was looking for a place to train. And the YMCA only met twice a week in Evansville, but I met my first ATA instructor. They had just converted to ATA, and he was teaching in Henderson, Kentucky, which was about a a 20-minute drive over. It was Master Westbrook's family's school. There I could train four times a week, and I wanted to train more than just twice. And that was how I joined the ATA. And literally for the next 2 years while I was training, I was training at IU Bloomington and World Taekwondo Federation, and then also coming back and training locally with the ATA school.
And how did your journey progress from there? You graduated, and you know, what was the process of, you know, obviously now you've been doing this for a few years, we'll say, and you know, getting ready to test for ninth degree. You own, you know, a beautiful school. How did that evolve?
So when I came back after graduating, at my degree, I always laugh because you can graduate but never do anything in your field. I was a political science and Spanish major with a certificate in Latin American studies, was thinking I was going to take a year off and go to law school and then work for the government in, like in the embassy type of work. And instead, I started teaching at my instructor school. And then maybe a year or so later, I actually bought the school from him. And when I bought the school, it was actually in debt. And maybe back then, we're talking 1981, 82. And so it was several thousand dollars in debt to the headquarters. And I, within a year, I had paid that off. I had the largest school in our region at that time. And I actually won an award that ATA has never given out again, which was ATA Woman of the Year.
Oh.
And so kind of exciting. And when I first took over, I learned years later that Grandmaster Atrie Lee wasn't very happy that a woman was taking over a school, because really women were just, we were just another guy in the school. I was the only woman in my school for years. And then the fact that I could turn that around, pay him off, and you know, have a student base of 120, 130 students. Back then, that was considered pretty big.
Yeah,
he was really excited about that, and I think that was also, you know, the early mid '80s. Karate Kid movies came out, and for the first time, we were having a large number of younger students coming in, and maybe the guy instructors weren't quite ready to teach young kids. It's a completely different, as we know,
yes,
phenomena.
Ma'am.
And then a few years later, all of a sudden, their little brothers and sisters, their 4 and 5 year olds, wanted to do karate too, and you know, taekwondo, and we develop our tiger program after that.
Yeah, and you were like you said, that's, you were probably perfectly set up for that transition where, you know, moms and people walking into a school, you know, with their kids after Karate Kid and that transition, you know, you're right. Some of those guy instructors, you know, probably were not equipped for such things, probably as well as you were.
Well, as you know, like in the old days, we were so hardcore. Mm-hmm. I mean, we did push-ups all the time, and it was so disciplined. So with children, as we know, we have to take a different approach. If we want to keep them in our schools, we have to motivate them to want. Actually, it's probably a better way of teaching anyway. We need to motivate our students to want to give us 100% effort, right?
Yes,
in
ma'am.
The classroom. So.
Yeah, for sure. Well, from this Woman of the Year award to being one of the very first women to be invited to test for ninth degree, how did you take that news when you were invited, and what's the training been like?
So I've been like, that was just super thrilling to hear that I was, you know, going to be able to test for my ninth degree. Really, it's an honor. And when you look at our future for women in the ATA, Master Sauber and myself, I mean, we're setting the pace and the place for women to be able to achieve that rank. And then what's kind of neat after that was a few months later, my daughter got permission to test for her fifth degree. One of my instructors had been with me for over 20 years, got permission to test for her sixth degree. And then Master Ryan, who's been with me since he was 19, will be testing for his eighth degree. So we're all going to be at Worlds testing our senior staff instructors. So that's kind of exciting too for my school. to see all of that.
Yeah, no kidding. That's going to be a great time out there in Phoenix. I saw you were down in Little Rock not that long ago, just a couple weeks or so ago, with Grandmaster MK working on your material. Training's going well.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was a good workout. I was there for about 4 hours. I had literally come off of showing dogs that weekend, dropped my husband off at home from Louisville, and then drove out to Arkansas that afternoon. He had a couple of Zoom trainings that I participated in, which, if you're doing any of the master trainings, then you're listening to him make some changes when it comes to how can I improve my balance, how can I improve my drive through and my techniques and things like that, and then trying to make those adjustments. And so I was able to participate in his fifth degree workout that he did, and then the sixth degree workout, and like store the information in my brain and make sure I was making those same changes. We went through all of our color belt forms, and literally I started doing like Sangam too, and I threw a round kick the way we'd been training it for years. And then I said, wait a minute, sir. And I backed up and I did it the way he wanted it. And he's like, there's hope for you yet. And it just, you know, and I just kind of laughed, because we teach our students that when you can self-correct, it's the beginning of becoming a young adult. And, you know, here I am self-correcting and trying to make those changes. And it's definitely, there's a challenge in that. When it came to my forum, I think 2 years ago, we'll start our third year at Worlds. They started to allow 8 degrees to compete again. So I was a pretty hardcore competitor in the day. And I had learned the 8 degree form at least 4 or 5 times and came back to my school. And then, you know, I got busy catching up on work and teaching and the day-to-day operations of the school. And I would still know some of it, but not all of it. But I went to Worlds, and all of a sudden I see Gene Hendriva competing and Rick Whitehead, and I'm like, what 8 degrees competing? How did I miss that memo? And so I actually got to judge some of their weapons and combat, and I went back and started training again on my form more intensely. So for the last 2 years, I've actually been competing. And that's pushed me to make sure I'm working on my form consistently. And then I did a lot of training with Grandmaster. He had those private workouts that you could do for advanced rank training. And so I did that at least like once or twice a month with him. I also invited, I invited the HB women to come train together. I thought that would be cool. And there was about 14 or 15 of us. And at one point we had about 6 or 7 training. And then Carla Capobianco out of New Jersey, she and I actually went back and forth. She would have a lesson and invite me, and I would invite her. And so we trained a lot together, and it was pretty fun to do those trainings where you were having camaraderie with each other and learning at the same time. And I continue to do the monthly trainings, the masters. I've actually been sitting in not just on the training in the 8 degree, but going to the 6 degree one and the 7th degree, because there's slight changes in technique and the form. And I wanted to make sure I was getting those too, because I'm also mentoring people across the US and the ATA, helping them be able to improve their form and help them get a passing score in their midterms or their testing. And I was always known as the person to go to if you wanted to get your form looking right and doing perfect technique.
Cool. Well, it sounds like you are embodying Grandmaster Emeritus Soonho's always more to learn. Yeah, and inspiring others to do that as well. And I have got to see your form at Worlds or Nationals. I think I cornered that ring at one of those events, and it's an excellent looking form. Great, you know, I was always impressed with the power that is in that form when you perform it. I think we all think watching that, you're going to do awesome at your demonstration at Worlds. I know there's probably some nerves there. Anything you're doing special to get over some of those nerves, or just going to embrace the process?
I think that anything that you really want, those big goals that you set for yourself, that you're always going to have that kind of nervousness, and you can channel that into energy. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying not to think of, every so often I'll just think, at the end of testing, you know, everyone will just gather around and there'll be the whole nation, 18 nations, mm-hmm. just going to be there. But I'm just like going to focus on myself. And I've invited, you know, so I have some of my instructors, but I also invited some of my juniors in our region and some outside our region to participate, because I think it's a big event for women. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to include some of the master women in my my testing. And so
that's
so
gonna kinda be awesome.
I listened to Master Sandoval's interview. I'm also doing 5 board breaks. I have to do my signature twist kick board breaks, so that's in there.
Yes.
I always laugh because my instructors, you know, they'll all come back and go, oh yeah, I like that twist kick. And it's because, you know, years ago we were so impressed when that was introduced. It was a new kick that we had never seen. So I've always had that in my last 3 or 4 testings, always had a twist kick in it.
Well, that'd be awesome to see. I know I got to, we worked a little on twist kicks at, leadership camp this year. And watched, you know, Grandmaster Emeritus do his famous twist kick. So it's always an impressive kick to see. And I've seen yours, and it's excellent to watch. So that'll be great. Again, thank you for the time today, and especially for, you know, spearheading, you know, this new journey for women in the ATA. It's just inspiring to watch. You know, there's going to be future generations of, you know, grandmasters coming through that'll be women. And, you know, you are one of the ones who help blaze the trail. So we appreciate all your hard work and effort. Any last comments for ATA Nation out there?
Yeah, so I'm actually working on a project right now for our ATA school owners. And I talked to Grandmaster MK about it, and he was like, you're reading my mind. And so one of the things I'm working on right now, trying to help our instructors our school owners get a better social media presence. Mm. And it's sometimes hard to create social media images. And so I'm actually working with the life skills. That's always been one of my projects from the past, just some of the written stuff we did. And then mm-hmm. now everything is social media. So I'm taking literally the life skills that we're teaching and then creating a series of 20 to 25 social media posts that you can use. It's done on Canva, so you can just go back in and you can take out my website or my information, replace it with your logo and so on. And then there's going to be another 25 to 30 the actual wordage of your post, and you can choose what you want to put with that post, so that if you're using the same picture that I am, but the wordage may be different. Mm. And so it makes it more individual. And then you just kind of change your hashtags to make sure that it's your school that you're doing and not my school. And I'll have that done. My goal was to have it done by World. So we'll see what happens.
Yes, ma'am. You've got a couple other things under that working on, but that sounds awesome.
It's a little crazy, but yeah. And so, what I see is that when I'm posting it, you know, every month Facebook is saying, wow, you've increased your social presence and your visibility. So that's an exponential increase, because every month it's getting more and more.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's not necessarily an advertising. It's just so people go to your page, and what I have people coming in and they're like, wow, I've been following you on Facebook, you know, and I finally decided to come in. And that's really what we want to do.
Yes,
is
ma'am.
That people can see us as an expert in martial arts and developing kids, teens, and adults to improve their personal life too.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we appreciate that. We'll be excited to see that come out. And again, thank you for your time today, and continued good luck with your training. We'll see the awesome performance at World Championships.
Thank you.
Here's what's going on in ATA Nation.
Again, Thank you, Chief Master Bryce, for your time. A great interview. Super excited to watch that at World Championships. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to mention the upcoming event of World Championships and specifically the conference seminars, because the early bird registration ends on April 7th. So if hopefully you're listening to this as soon as it comes out and you want to save money, you've definitely got to register before April 7th. Obviously, you can register after that. You're just going to end up paying a little more money. And, you know, we're here to look out for you, and we want you to save some money. So the World Conference, we've got Thrive Live. We've got PPCT Weapons Retention and Disarms with Grandmaster Caruso, ATA Max Action Series. We've got ATA Black Belt Weapons Forms and Curriculum Session number one, and then there's a session two for that as well. There's Balance, Taekwondo Performance Training with Mrs. Kaminsky. There's the ATA Max Level 2 curriculum. There's the Songam Training Series, Planting Seeds for the Future, all kinds of great stuff. So you need to make sure you get registered right away. We will get Chief Master Skiles on the podcast sometime soon to talk through those different trainings, what's going on with those. We'll have him on, but definitely get registered by the 7th if you want to save some money. So, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you're out there taking action this week. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
It's the secret part. I wonder how many people make it to the secret part. If you make it to the secret part, send me a DM on Instagram. I'd love to know. Thanks, guys. Later.